On Wednesdays, we look at the workplace. Today, we go to a ski resort in Aspen, Colorado. Ski resorts rely on foreign labor, but this winter, they're feeling a squeeze. An obscure exemption to the government's foreign worker visa program has in the past allowed them to hire extra foreign workers, but the exemption expired and efforts to renew it have stalled. Many resorts are struggling to be staffed before holiday crowds arrive. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC checked out the slopes.
Okay, if you just want to pop into the center over there.
American Ski Resort's reliance on the H-2B visa program in the last few years has really led to kind of an international feel at many of these major resorts, and perhaps nowhere better to illustrate this than here at the famous Aspen Resort, where I'm standing here at the base of a chairlift. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're from Wales?
Yep.
How's the skiing?
Good, yeah.
I don't know yet.
You don't know? You haven't been up?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Have fun.
All right.
It's common to see 20-somethings from countries like Wales at resorts across the country these days. Most wear name tags announcing their country of origin. Here in Aspen, H-2B workers typically make up a very visible 10% of the resort's entire staff. But not this winter. Over a third of Aspen's 300 total H-2B visa applications didn't come through because Congress didn't renew the visa exemption plan. Aspen's public relations director, Jeff Hanley, says that's made for an interesting couple of weeks.
We had been set. We've done the same number of H-2B visas for the past 5-6 years. There had been no increase. They had this thing down, and this wrench was thrown in there. So they had to scramble a bit, but they came up with some creative ways to fill the void.
They, the resort's human resources department, have launched a massive recruiting effort in Puerto Rico. Residents of the U.S. territory do not need H-2Bs. The resort has also shifted many of its H-2B applicants to shorter-stay J-1 student visas to fill the slots for the holidays. Flor Alfredo, a student from Buenos Aires, just arrived on one of those visas. Alfredo says the money she'll make busing tables in Aspen goes a lot farther in Argentina.
It is really expensive, but for that I'm working. I have 2 jobs, and I could recollect all the money so I can pay back to my father and college.
But Alfredo says she's here for the experience more than anything else, and as part of the requirements for securing a student visa, she's also here to practice her English.
The English, of course, I have to improve it. And, the place is beautiful. And the ski, I love skiing.
Many Colorado resorts are making similar contingency plans. Some smaller resorts like Crested Butte in western Colorado have hosted local job fairs in a desperate bid to fill some 225 positions. Aspen's Jeff Hanley says it's hard to hire Americans for these jobs due to the seasonal nature of the work and the high cost of living in mountain resort towns.
You know, if we could, we would. We've tried for years, both recruiting here in the Valley, recruiting anywhere else in the United States. If we could do it, we would, because it'd be a lot easier. We just haven't been able to get to that point yet.
Ski industry officials recently joined other resort industries and agricultural businesses in Washington for a last-ditch lobbying effort to push for expansion of the H-2B visa program, but few believe it will come in time for the Christmas holiday. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.